Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, September 3rd, 2014 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Just a quick update to yesterday's Apple iCloud story. Apple did release a statement saying that it was not a breach of Apple's iCloud service. Instead, this was just due to weak user passwords. That kind of matches the stories that the compromise was helped by an API that did allow brute forcing at a high rate without locking accounts. Overall, for services like this, of course, it is very important to have strong passwords. And with that, let's turn to another service Microsoft discontinued is its Messenger chat service. Rob is pointing out in his diary about the demise of Microsoft chat service that he finds that a lot of users, in particular high-level users in companies, sometimes rely on these old services that, of course, didn't keep up with the time when it came to security. So, for example, they use weak encryption or bad password reset policies or all of the above. Overall, it's probably good to sometimes retire these old services, in particular if there are better modern and better protected services that are available as a replacement. There may be a window here for some phishing around these old Microsoft Messenger accounts and now with fake announcements of replacements or whatever, but so far we haven't really seen any of this happening. And according to security blogger Brian Grebs, Home Depot was breached and credit card numbers were stolen. There is an estimate out at this point that looks like there may actually have been more credit card numbers stolen at Home Depot than at Target. The breach extended until April or May 2014. So possibly if you got a new credit card after it being breached at Target, it may have gotten breached right away again after you got it and you used it at Home Depot. We talked about infected point of sale systems and the like before. The real only protection here is to move the encryption as close to the card as possible. So, for example, by using a reader that encrypts the data and then transmit it to the payment processor without ever exposing that data to the point of sale system. And kind of ironic, the new Target CIO that was hired after the breach at Target came from Home Depot. Now, the next story isn't particularly new, but thanks to new equipment, this attack becomes more plausible again, and that's stealing ATM PIN codes using an infrared camera. Should be pretty obvious that if you touch keys on an ATM keypad, that this leaves a heat signature behind. Thanks to iPhone-based infrared cameras, it's now pretty easy to essentially use an iPhone to take a picture of the keypad, and the resolution of this infrared camera is good enough to actually even detect in which order you pressed the keys. And if you're using F5's Big IP solution and have it configured in high availability mode, there is a critical patch for you that you should apply pretty quickly. The problem is that an attacker with access to the IP address used for config sync can upload and read arbitrary files from your F5 Big IP platform. Now, the way this works is that F5 configures an rsync daemon, and this rsync daemon does not require any authentication. The proof of concept here is pretty simple, just rsync a new authorized key files over to the F5 device, and then you can use the new added key to just log in to the system. So this is very easy to exploit if the attacker has access to that config sync interface. So work around at first, make sure there is no external access to config sync, but then you should really patch this quickly. And just to come back to point of sale systems quickly, Kaspersky was able to sinkhole two command control servers. Now, within 2 days, they collected 100 infected systems that tried to connect back to these command and control servers. These systems were part of some brand name companies, as they say, a Mexican restaurant chain in the US, a freight shipping company, and a liquor store chain in the US, as well as a number of other smaller companies. Overall, I think we by far have not yet seen the end of point of sales exploits and lost credit cards. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.